Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of things I'm about to speak at their brokerage will be about, it's totally different. Like the talk will be about secrets of a successful real estate career. And then, you know, I could talk about branding, lead generation, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to be talking about like mindset and heart and vision and model and all these like stuff. And like the thing I was just sharing about the heart, real estate coaching doesn't teach that. They don't go, hey, remember to love your clients. Like they don't share that. But I'm like, it's so important to love your clients. Your clients are paying for your living, basically. And then so you gotta treat it more than just clients. You gotta love them. Everybody wants the basics. Like, know, and trust, right? You know, people do business with people they know, like, and trust, right? So for sure, you gotta have the competence. You gotta have, like a lawyer, it's gotta be competent. Okay, if they love you, it doesn't matter, but they gotta be competent. They gotta get the job done. Great, that's all basics. Like those who offer less than the basics, that they're not even in the same league, right? But okay, yeah, I don't wanna just do the basics. The basics is, oh, due diligence and blah, blah, blah. The thing I provide is like long-term wealth, which not every realtor provides. Long-term strategy or whatever, right? Just like an accountant. Accountant can help you do their taxes, but not every accountant helps you plan long-term tax strategy, all that stuff, right? But beyond all that, how can I incorporate my faith? How can I love them? That just takes it to the next level. Like, you know, I don't want to just be, yeah, friends. Like, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? But like, how can I be influential in their lives? How can I touch their lives at a deeper level? If I can share the gospel through my actions or through words or share wisdom or share principles, great. And if I can share what God has blessed me with, like through mentoring and all the mindset development stuff that I've gone through, and if I can bless them with what I've been blessed with, like even better. Like how can I change their lives just a little bit? Like I you know, of course I want to be the savior, but I'm not their savior. I want to be, but I'm not. I can't. You know, that's just arrogant. If I think, but I have this like savior complex, want to save everyone, I can't. I fantasize about it, but I can't. I'm not Jesus, right? But you know, how can I just help them a little bit? How can I change their lives a little bit? And that makes me feel good. That fulfills me, right? Just like when you do some charitable work. You're not saving the world. You're not curing world hunger, but you're contributing a tiny bit that helps somebody somewhere, right? Or you like help build a school in Africa or whatever. You didn't save the world, but you contributed a little bit. It makes you feel all good and comfy inside, right? And I want to do that. And you know, if they give you recognition, great. But if they don't, that's okay. I feel fulfilled whether they give me gratitude or not. as long as they don't hate it, right? But yeah. So it's going to be an interesting talk.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.